101 FM.
It's 4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
Did the jury find the defendant, Dominique Keegan-Brown, not guilty?
A verdict in a Milwaukee police shooting case.
Seville Smith was shot and killed by black police officer Dominique Keegan-Brown last summer after Smith fled a traffic stop on foot with a gun in his hand during a portion of the 12-second incident that led to the shooting, then to days of riots and destruction in northwest Milwaukee, to murder charges, to about a week-long trial, to some 9 hours of deliberations.
Fox's Jeff Venazzo, the officer fired in October after his arrest in a sexual assault case. Tropical storm Cindy expected to make landfall this evening along the coastal Louisiana-Texas state line. Already concerned about tornadoes. The Dow closing down 57, the NASDAQ up 45, the S&P 500 off a point. Fox News, we report, you decide.
We're gonna get drizzled today.
Drizzled today.
No way to stop.
Cannot stop.
Go down and drop.
They go pop pop.
You get the gist.
Get the gist.
It's gonna miss.
And that's for shizzle.
Cause the
forecast calls for drizzle.
Rich Thomas for an update in just a sec here, but I got to get Ty's call because he waited a long time.
Yeah, but it's well worth it, Greg. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to call and let you know. Hey, calm down, Joey. Go to the bathhouse. but I just want to let you know, I called you back in February when my brother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he had southern shutters on his house.
Yes.
They're 30 years old. He followed the instructions on the maintenance and care of them and everything. And they still look brand new. I just want to let people know that they are that good. I mean, it surprised me when I looked at the receipt.
30 years?
30 years ago.
Man,
Matter of fact, 30 years ago, this January, is when he had gotten them.
Impressive. I'm sorry about your loss, my friend.
Oh, that's all right. But we took it one step further. We, made a donation yours and Joey's name to the MIAs of Vietnam because of so much joy he brought to the last few months of his life.
Oh, man.
And we really appreciate it. Just wanted to let you know. My sister made me make sure I call you and let you know.
I can't tell you how much that touches me. I just, man, whoa.
You're worth it. Both of you guys. Well, all of you. All of you there at the station. So, I just wanted to let you know, but the shutters, 30 years ago this January, and they still look brand new. But we donated in the name of Talk Radio 93.1.
Holy cow.
And you guys gave a pretty good donation, so hopefully they'll bring some of the boys home that are still missing.
I certainly hope so. And Ty, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for what you guys do, and keep it up. I listen every day.
Thank you, Ty. For the good words on Southern Shutters. If you're lucky enough in this business, you have moments that are better than paychecks, and I think we just had one of those in a very, very big way.
He had us both about here starting to cry.
I'm going to need a second here. Let's get Rich on.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Live on the phone. Did you catch that last call?
Yeah, that's a tough act to follow, huh?
We put the button down. You don't know what the call's going to be about. We don't screen them that way, and
calls that are moments in your day that affect you, that's one of them for sure.
It sure is.
No doubt. We're going to talk about Cindy here, and we're going to talk about more rain. Now, when we talk about Tropical Storm Cindy, almost like, you know, is that on our coast? No, it's actually hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Oh. The actual storm itself, the center of low pressure, is located southeast of Galveston, Texas, 125 miles, moving northwest at 9. But if you look at the post that I just put out, and by the way, I just did a blog post, and it automatically rolls over. It goes on your app. It goes on Facebook. It goes on Twitter. It goes all over the place. Just issued. You'll see a satellite picture that will blow you away. The brand new GOES 16 satellite showing the amount of real estate covered by the weather associated with Cindy. So here in Alabama, the main threat is heavy rainfall, and we've seen a lot of that. There are numerous flash flood warnings in effect, mainly in south and southwest Alabama. There's a flash flood watch for all of us, and there's the threat of more significant rainfall. You know, I've had about, 1.52 here in East Montgomery. I know the airport has had almost that much. And I know that some parts of, you know, right near the Alabama-Florida line on the coast, 8.5 inches so far.
Wow.
And maybe that much more still to come.
By the way, you and I had matching range gauge totals since we started measuring when Cindy came ashore.
Yeah, well, it's been amazingly close, and your rain gauge is going to see a whole lot more in the next couple of days. And so rain is one part of it. Flooding is the other part of it, especially as you go into southwest Alabama, the rain totals really pick up. The other thing is spin-up tornadoes. The National Weather Service in Mobile has been really busy this afternoon issuing tornado warnings for a bunch of counties, mainly along the Mississippi-Alabama coastline, also into northwest Florida. These are little spin-ups, and that is the par for the course whenever you have a tropical system. The other thing is now, this is now a deadly hurricane, a tropical storm, in that there has been a fatality here in Alabama. A little 10-year-old boy from Missouri visiting down in Fort Morgan was killed when a huge log propelled by a big wave hit him and apparently crushed his skull. That happened in Fort Morgan earlier today. So, you know, it's been a rough day on the Alabama Gulf Coast. We're not done yet. More rain in our future. And also the possibility of some spin-up tornadoes will continue in southwest Alabama this evening and tonight. And the possibility of spin-up tornadoes will kind of evolve northward west of I-65 tomorrow. So it's not out of the question that there'll be a tornado warning somewhere. But these are little tiny spin-ups, not to minimize them. Tornadoes are tornadoes, and they can also kill people as well. That's the latest on Cindy for you.
Rich, can you tag that to me or send me a link in an email so I can get it right on my Facebook
page? I will get
page?
You that blog update, which I just posted, and I'll have it in your email, and you can post it here in just a second. Okay?
I would love to do that. I appreciate the update. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I was sick earlier in the week, and I still am not 100%. But and my alarm goes off at 1:15 a.m. on these tropical days like this. So I'm going to kind of nap when I can. But when the weather's busy, you kind of have to stare in front of the computer models, the computer screens anyway, and update folks as you can.
Well, we really appreciate the extra effort, my friend, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the morning.
All right, absolutely. And download our weather app if you haven't done it already, because it's going to be really helpful to you in the next day or two, okay?
Thanks, Rich.
See you.
Yeah, absolutely, friends. You not only get the blog post with the written update, you get access to hour-by-hour rainfall predictions and chances of rain coverage in our area, live radar and future radar. It's the whole package, and it's free. The Rich Thomas Weather App. Go to your app store to get it.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Some of you know what it's like to have an accident, and it's not your fault, but you not only have the inconvenience of a car repair, but in many cases, some physical issues. You know my story. I've been hit by cars. I was severely rear-ended and injured in a wreck just before I moved here, the year before I moved here. And I've had to deal with personal injury situations. And here's what I can tell you for a fact. It's almost embarrassing to watch the ads that run on TV in this field, for people who are not going to be your representative. If you find yourself in these circumstances, what you're going to want is an advocate who is respected. Now, let me ask you this. You need somebody who knows how to work the law for you, who knows how to confront the insurance company to make sure that you get adequate compensation for your losses. And at that point, it becomes all about respect for the name of the person that's calling. So when you talk to Troy King, who was the attorney general of this state for 7 years, who's very, very well-respected man, great family guy. We had him on the show last Friday. He's got a great sense of humor. He's going to be joining us at Baum Hours a week from tonight, by the way. When they get a call from Troy King, they're going to wake up and pay attention to your situation. When you call the law offices of Troy King, you're going to get you're either going to talk to him immediately or he'll call you back ASAP. You'll be dealing directly with him and not being shipped off or farmed out to some other firm who you don't know. It's real important you remember that. Their firm specializes in personal injury situations. If you've been hit by a distracted driver, and the statistics on that are staggering. People texting and driving, not paying attention. Truck accidents, and they also will represent folks who have had a loved one. Rich Thomas had it happen in his family, a loved one who was abused in a nursing home. Horrifying stuff. So get the best on your side in a name that is respected. And that's Troy King. 855-335-8769. That's 855-335-8769. See what kind of havoc we have out there at this moment. It's 413.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. And a little something to tell you about here. It's on 85 South at Cork Street. There's a lane blocked. The left lane is blocked up. A disabled vehicle, 85 Southbound at South Cork Street, blew out a right front tire. And the left-hand lane is blocked. Two police vehicles are on the scene there. Now, the rest of 85 is moving along pretty well. Don't see anything on 65 or the Boulevard or Atlanta Highway so far this afternoon. The 31s are looking good, and we don't see anything on Taylor or Vaughn. And looking over across the pond, they're still having a little difficulty with that power pole in Prattville. They're still working on that. Millbrook looks like they're doing pretty well so far this afternoon. Get everything for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, Shoe Carnival, Cato, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURED. I want to jump in and quickly reference back to that incredibly powerful phone call we received from Ty right after the top of the hour, talking about his brother and thanking us, this show, for bringing some joy into the last months of his life. What he touched on there is so important. I just want to get a word in for a second here for Hospice of Montgomery.
Yes.
Because in a situation like that, what these folks do when they come into a situation is mentor the family. Everybody is in a highly charged emotional state. And you get one chance to do it right. And the best decision you can make is to invite people in who have helped hundreds and hundreds of families go through this process so that you add life to the time that's left for everybody. So please remember that. Visit their website, hospiceofmontgomery.org. Make a donation or sign up for the Amazon Smile program, which helps fund them. We've got to make sure that their service is available to all, regardless of ability to pay. That's hospiceofmontgomery.org. And Ty, thank you again. I may never get a call that will touch me more than yours.
Ram 1500 does more than stand the test of time. It stands up to anything you throw at it or in it. It's tough, dependable, and designed to get you wherever you need to go. Right now, during the Ram Drive and Discover event, you can get a great deal, too. like $8,250 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a Hemi V8 when financed. If you're looking for a smooth, comfortable ride, massive towing, and exceptional payload capacities, go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer for great deals on a wide selection of hard-working light-duty, heavy-duty, and commercial Ram trucks. Like $8,250 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a Hemi V8 when financed. Long live the truck that's as versatile as your needs. Hurry to your local Ram dealer for this great offer during the last days of the Ram Drive and Discover event. Total values include combined cash allowance and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends July 5th, 2017.
He appeared on Celebrity Apprentice for 9 seasons. He's an entrepreneur and real estate executive known worldwide. He oversees one of the fastest growing luxury hotel companies in the world. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Donald Trump Jr. October 5th at the Montgomery Renaissance Convention Center. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at Mattress Firm, and it is Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. Mattress Firm is kicking off the summer with daily deals, everything from free pillows to 50% off mattress brands you love. Visit one of the 3 locations right here in the River Region today to see what the daily deal is today. And with over 15 queen sets under $999.99, there's something for everyone. And Serta mattresses at Mattress Firm from just $399.99. And it's all about that base. An adjustable base is perfect for binge watching your favorite show or reading a good book. Right now, you can get a free adjustable base with select purchases at Mattress Firm. So shop early and don't miss their best financing offer, 0% APR for 6 years. Come in today. Take advantage of that free financing. You can start sleeping happy for as little as $15 per month. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms, subject to credit approval. Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Hey, Scott Bowers here with PBS Painting. Looking to do any painting in the future? Looking for true professional painting? I ask that you please give me a call for a free estimate. When you hire PBS Painting, you actually get me on the job at all times with a brush or roller in hand. So I know that it's done the right way. We always use high-quality products to ensure a long life to your paint job. We take our time prepping the job properly, which ensures a high-quality paint job. As always, no upfront money is needed, and we are licensed and insured. We offer interior, exterior painting, pressure washing, and sheetrock services. So if you have a painting project you want done the right way, from Lake Martin to South Montgomery County, then please give PBS Painting a call at 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Check us out on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a pig!
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
421, every once in a while we have to fulfill our FCC obligations here. I got to play another clip that... Earlier, we played that amazing Trump compilation that was produced right after the election in November. The first half of it is all Democrats mocking, laughing, can't win. Especially when you have a great candidate like Hillary. by the way, even some of the dyed-in-the-wool Dems are saying, would you just go away now?
Well, and I have to admit, when Trump first came down that escalator, when he first announced, I thought it was a joke. I'm like, really? And then as he got going, I'm like, oh, damn, this guy can win.
What's staggering to me, though, is that nobody seems to understand why he won. They want to blame it on all these ghosts, all these non-existent, this massive rate, whatever it is, a phobia for this and that. It's got nothing to do with it. They haven't learned. They haven't learned. I expect Democrats to do the dumbest thing possible under any circumstances. Have you noticed that all of a sudden, because they're going back to, maybe the Republicans have finally woken up and said, we got to get this healthcare thing dealt with, fixed. Now all of a sudden the Democrats want details. Well, when John McCain offered to help Obama in all his royal cockiness, said, oh, I won the election. You lost. Screw up. That's what they said. There isn't a Republican fingerprint anywhere on that turd. So now all of a sudden the Democrats, well, they want, we can't be doing this in secret. As Paul Ryan pointed out, I heard it on Dan's show, I think. Actually, we're working on it. Why do we have to? So, what I want to do here is go back to another, because of that victory last night, and it was a great moment, make no mistake. How many days have we sat here and wondered, God, is Trump even going to make it till today? Today. Because it's just been nonstop hate over nothing from the media. Over Russia, whatever the newest imaginary crisis they can concoct. But there was another thing that we played frequently following the election that was really well done, and we're going to play that now as we celebrate. Don't forget to join us and toast. Toast! Yeah, toast. Tonight at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard right after happy hour. This is great.
We've been uptight for a while, even when you were on trial. Then we didn't see you last night. You had us millennials in fright. So you sent Podesta to tell us go home. Oh, you didn't even wish us well. Why couldn't you tell that we'd be whining over you, rioting over you? And the next day you,
I know how disappointed
so long,
you feel because I
left us moping all alone, alone and whining, rioting, setting fires and crying. It's hard to understand how Trump won the love of this land. Well, it starts me whining.
They never show. Show the crowd. See, they don't want to
turn. We thought that we were over you when the FBI proved your crimes were true. But we love you even more, though it seems more dumb than before. But Hillary, what can we do? America chose Trump.
She congratulated
over you.
Us. It's about us.
And I'll
on our victory.
Always be crying over you. Whining over you. Yes, now you're gone. You might go to prison for so long. And we'll be crying and whining.
Okay,
and rioting. Crying, yeah, whining. Yeah, dying. Yeah, crying. Whining and rioting and being a big crybaby. I didn't want to work. I wanted free college. And I didn't get what I wanted, which was Hillary Clinton, because she's a woman and you're a sexist. And bigoted, racist, homophobic, xenophobe.
Yeah, and no country builds walls around their border and fences and stuff. That's just stupid.
All right, let me be an Islamophobe for a moment.
Death to America, except for Jewish.
How do you like this crap at the Michigan airport in Flint?
Yep.
Here we go again. Allahu Akbar. And we're just supposed to live with this? We're supposed to do nothing about this? We're not supposed to look into what's going on in our cities and our states? On Facebook today, I posted a story. I'm going to stay in Islamophobe mode here for a moment, if you don't mind. I didn't hear anything about this because I know our local TV stations want to stay as PC as they can, and they probably get that direction from up top. But if it wasn't for social media and talk radio, you would never know about this. Alabama Muslim arrested on terrorism charges accidentally reveals links to Palestinian terrorists. Alabama police arrested a man from Huntsville this weekend on terror charges. Aziz Syed, 22. That sounds like a Lutheran name. A Muslim originally from North Carolina, but who lived in the Middle East for some years, taken into custody. The details of the case have yet to be released. But we've known that they're... We've heard about training camps and other things going on. And, of course, you know, for 8 years it was looked the other way. There's no such thing as radical Islam. You know, couldn't even use the term. The details of his crime will likely be revealed by authorities in the coming weeks. What's more interesting and relevant, according to the author, is this incident being his employer. He is a franchise owner of not just one, but a chain of IHOP restaurants. And with all franchises, they're not cheap to start. In the case of IHOP, it costs about $50,000 to open one restaurant, let alone multiple restaurants in multiple states. When he relocated to Colorado, one can see from public records, he purchased a property for one of his IHOPs for over $2 million. Another interesting fact about this individual is that he is a Palestinian Muslim. As we have documented extensively at Shubat.com, that's a website you should check in, and by the way, from time to time, it's one of those places where you can actually find something called the truth. They've documented extensively here, had experience growing up as a Muslim in the Holy Land. Too oftentimes, Palestinian Muslims, especially in the USA, have been tied to or associated with groups advocating for the genocide and destruction of Jews and Christians in Israel, as well as causes tied to Islamic terror. A little bit of digging in this guy's background reveals a character that's all too common. On the surface, he has a story of an idealized Muslim American immigrant, somebody who comes to the USA, goes to business, does well, has a nice family who's an open Muslim, but promises peace and tolerance in terms of his religion. On his profile, he has inspirational quotes, including a picture of Confucius. And all of this stuff is listed here. But then after getting past all the superficial distractions, you get to know more about him. We find out that in 2012, he was interviewed and complained of anti-Muslim discrimination because he was on a federal terrorism watch list that obstructed his ability to fly in a plane. Well, now he's in jail. And this is one. Today in Flint, Michigan, a cop gets stabbed in the neck. Allahu Akbar. Yet the hysteria that we should take a second look at who's coming in from countries that are steeped in Sharia law, where terrorists have known to come from. We shouldn't take the time to vet them, at least. Well, the Democrats think that's whatever, Islamophobic and on hate and all this other crap. I call it survival, because I don't want to be blown up like those innocent concert goers. There's poor kids who were blown to pieces, little pieces, in Manchester. I don't want an officer stabbed in the neck by somebody conducting a personal jihad at an airport. And what we're seeing now are more of these individual type events. But the Democrats, they can't get enough. And to me, that is absolutely insane. 4:30. And we're hoping that Brent McDonald can join us soon, because Dr. Kate Armstrong is going to join us. We try to have him on at the advent of each seasonal change to talk about what to expect for your dogs. Great guy. Dogs and cats. You can ask questions. In fact, I'm hoping that Emily will call, since she's a new mommy of two cats.
Oh, yes, yes.
Who seem to be as nice as she is. 4:31.
You're just asking.
I know. I'm begging for my own death. I do it on a regular basis here on News Talk 93.1 FM. 4:31. When it comes to paint, interesting, that wonderful call from Ty talked about the durability of Southern Shutter. And because I've told you, the wood they bring in to make those shutters comes from forests known to produce durable wood. Well, the same concept applies to John Lee Paints, where they recommend you buy Richard's paint, whether you're a pro or a do-it-yourselfer, so that you can get a paint that's going to be not only durable, but provide you with a professional result, even if you are a do-it-yourselfer. And they will go through every phase of the project, and including consulting on helping choose the right color, making sure that if you live in one of our historic districts where paint colors are regulated, that you're within code, that you're going to apply the paint with a roller that's compatible to the service you're doing. All of these things are real important for the right result. And this is a place that's been doing it for 3.5 decades. Charles Bubba Turner's put together a really nice group of people over there, and they'll be happy to help you have a great result on your next painting project. That's John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. I love the sign out in front. Can't miss the sign. It's brand new and very colorful and beautiful. But on the message board, it says, "Broken crayons still color. And old ways don't open new doors," depending on whether you're traveling north or south. I just like the fact that they take a second to make you think. John Lee Paints, please, when you stop in, tell Mr. Turner you heard about him right here.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still dealing with that disabled vehicle with the blown-out tire. 85 southbound at South Court Street. Police are on the scene assisting there. Everything else looks good. If you go over to 85 northbound, it's a speed limit ride. 65 north and southbound looking real good. Everything's clear except for the skies. There's a lot of rain falling out there, light, steady rain, and it's just making everything real nasty. So be careful out there. Get your lights on. Don't follow too close behind the guy in front of you. And give yourself plenty of time to get where you're going. The Reinhart Toyota Service Center is now open from 7 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and on Saturday until 5 p.m. Check their website, ReinhartToyota.com, for online coupons and savings. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us today.
1-800-INJURE. Has made the quality of legal services to the performance is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A flash flood watch is in effect. Watch out for ponding on the roadways. This is rain from Tropical Storm Cindy. Periods of rain continue tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night. Some thunderstorms possible at times, too. Locally heavy downpours from time to time. Low tonight in the low 70s. High tomorrow, probably in the middle 80s. Then the storms thin out a little bit on Friday, about a 30 to 40% chance. Partly sunny skies, high in the upper 80s. Download our new weather app. Stay on top of this tropical weather. It has radar, future radar, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or 24-7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new home offers, don't combine.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStarkInsurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful to behold, but built to be driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sport Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Oh, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the last great invasion of the last great war, the greatest danger for one woman lies at an airport in Bosnia.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony. And we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Hillary Rodham Clinton and hardened combat veteran Sheryl Crow and Sinbad star in the most important motion picture of our generation.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport.
Saving Private Hillary.
We're playing all our feel-good memories because we have reason to feel good and celebrate tonight at Bomb Hours after the show. We've got Brant standing by. I want to give Brian a chance here, though, real quick. Brian, what's on your mind?
Two things. One, I want to be a Bomb Hours Big Shot.
Month and date of birth?
4/7.
All right.
Two, does anybody else find it extremely weird that you have not heard of a single school shooting since the elections?
Well, that, among other things, I mean somebody brought this up this morning.
They just disappeared.
Something else that has suddenly stopped, but I can't recall specifically what it was, but it was something that was more common during Obama's term. I can't think of it, Brian, but I'll work on it, and your point is interesting, certainly worthy of consideration. Thanks for the call. I would have loved to have talked a little bit longer, but we're kind of rearranging our schedule because we have our quarterly visit from Dr. Cade Armstrong at 5 o'clock. And, Brian, yeah, we're going to get to you, but Mr. Right on the Money was kind enough to join us today early, and thank you, Brant, for changing your schedule up to join us.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
We're celebrating tonight at Bomb Hours, by the way.
All right. What are we celebrating?
Last night was a great win.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. And you know what? It came out about like we had hoped, didn't it? I mean,
even better.
Ah, really, it was. It was. And, you know, and you take that along with the South Carolina special election, you know.
Well, you know, they set it up. They said this is a referendum on Trump's presidency. That's what they're denying it now.
They really did.
But that's how they posed it. And guess what? He won.
Yep.
He won as much as she did last night. And how did the markets? Did the markets have any reaction to this today? What was the story?
It really didn't. You know, the market, I don't think, was really putting much stock in this thing like everyone else was doing. And the market's much more concerned about some of the bigger issues, the primary focus being what's happening with crude oil. I mean, we're getting perilously close to that $40 a barrel mark. And you remember when this happened over a year ago? We traded. Once we pierced 40, we went all the way to 25,
and I remember that.
Really put massive pressure on the market. So you know, I'm like everyone else. I'm watching the oil patch extremely close because listen, we go below 40, then you can forget about all this inflation with these inflation worries. The Fed's going to have a hard time raising interest rates. This turns everything kind of on its head. For the rest of the year, that's for sure. But back to that election, I just wanted to simply say, and I know that others have pointed this out, but you know, the margin of victory, although I know it was, you know, we're talking about, we're splitting hairs maybe, but it was more than what Trump beat Hillary by in the same district. So
yes,
if anything, you could say it went the other way.
Well, plus, millions and millions of dollars from California, celebrities going into the district to drive people to polls. And, you know, they're the ones that put all of that out there and got their butts handed to them last night. It was a great rebuke, in my opinion.
Yeah, it really was. It really, really was. And, you know, and it looks like the Senate is getting very close to putting something forward on the health care bill, you know, and if we can get that done, maybe we can get this tax stuff done. I think the market's definitely paying a lot more attention to the fiscal side of things, you know, getting those fiscal policies that Trump ran on, won on, that the people want and expect, getting it done this year. If we can get that done, I think that, you know, the market could actually, you know, move a little higher. But it's all still a tech story. You know, the tech stocks are up 20% this year alone, and that is what is leading the indexes higher. You take those tech names out of it, and it's not such a great story. The broad market below those big five tech stocks really is not much to write home about. But you can take that either way. I mean, from my standpoint, that means we can still find companies that are really, really more fairly valued, undervalued, and certain sectors that look better than others, and that's why we keep looking at, as I said a minute ago, the oil patch. Anyway, outside of that, I mean, it's a status quo and steady as she goes. And I would just say, you know, we're a couple of weeks away from the big second quarter earnings numbers, and that's going to really start to get things going again. So. All in all, long day, another long day, but a good day.
It was. I care, you know, above and beyond everything else. There was no way that I could go to bed last night early without checking on this race because, you know, I want this man's presidency to work. And I'm not really too concerned with whether people like or dislike him personally, but the media is completely not covering the few things he's been able to do through executive fiat to reverse some of the damaging stuff that Obama did. I've mentioned, you know, he saved the taxpayers about $1 million with the EPA by canceling these luxury health club memberships they were buying on the taxpayer dime, even though they had a workout gym in their office building. You know, and these are the kinds of things he's going to continue to find that we have no business as taxpayers underwriting. Get your own damn. Your government employees, especially at that level, are paid very well. Why should we be treating them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And other things. So, and then we have, you know, a terror event in Flint, Michigan today. It was fortunately not mass casualty, but still somebody screaming Allahu Akbar and stabbing a cop in the neck. And these things, I think, line up well to support him for, you know, taking all necessary precautions to not let more radical Islam in and deal with what's here. There was a story about a guy in Alabama that we just shared last half hour from Huntsville. And they finally caught him and arrested him, but it got no coverage in the local media that I know of, even though the charge is very serious, you know, domestic terrorism. So I'm hopefully the one group. I know the Democrats, they're so dependably ignorant and arrogant. I don't worry about what their next harebrained scheme is going to be. What I want to see now, did the Republicans get the message last night that people want something done? So stop diddling and stop waiting to wet your finger and see which way the wind is blowing. Otherwise, some of them are going to be unemployed after the next election cycle. Mm-hmm. It's time for them to get serious.
Well, you're not kidding, and I'll tell you this. You know, remember one thing. Trump ran, when he ran, he talked a lot about protecting U.S. domestic turf. We're talking about steel companies and industrial manufacturing firms. You know, very, you know, sort of pride in America, patriotism, and that kind of thing. And that's what flipped those states up there in the Midwest that gave him the presidency. And what I don't understand is why the Democrats seem to can't figure that out. They ceded that over to Trump. I mean, he pulled one of their own cards and did it better. I think that whole issue around infrastructure is the key for the rest of the year. Trump wants to talk about that. That's what all of those voters up there, Pennsylvania and Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, all that whole area, Ohio, they're very seriously interested in the infrastructure stuff, the raw materials and all of that. And you're going to see it become a political sort of story. And right now the market's voting with, look at U.S. Steel. You know, it's just been bludgeoned to death. And I think that this sector is that whole sort of storyline is one that is not being really appreciated as much. And I think that you're going to see that become a bigger issue for Trump because those folks want to hear that story in those states that I talked about. And I think he's going to use that to tie it into corporate tax reform. And that's what's going to get it done.
Let's hope. I think it's time. I think one benefit that may come about from last night is that we'll start seeing some forward momentum on those important issues. Friends, you really work hard for your money, but have you ever sat down with someone like Brant McDonald and talked about your future, your goals, the things you're going to need as time passes, thinking about your retirement? All that stuff seems so far away. I'm just like you. That was me. And now it's not quite here, but getting closer. I wish I had spent a little more time preparing. That's why it's worth your time to call 387-0094. Sit down with Brant, talk about your future, and have a conversation. There's no sales pitch with this, but if you've never had the opportunity to sit down with the brain trust of great financial advisors, a real team at McDonald and Hagen, now's a good time to do it. That's 387-0094. Brant, thank you for the accommodation on the time today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm always willing to do that. And you guys have a great rest of the afternoon. Let's get our raincoats and umbrellas, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And we're not going to let the rain stop us from doing our after party at Bomb Hours, that's for sure.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
450. We'll be right back after this disclaimer.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Oh, hum, boredom of everyday driving?
Yes.
Want to spice things up?
Yes.
Then you need to call the Emily Hayes Driving School. It's life in the fast lane when Emily Hayes teaches you how to get in your car and go. Emily will teach you how to put the pedal to the metal, how to straighten out the curves, and what to say when you pass those speed limit signs. It's a proven fact that driving too slow can cause these ailments.
Headaches, muscle pains, fever, bleeding from the lungs, meningitis, kidney failure.
Some people drive fast, but they don't drive Emily fast.
I think it stems back to when I had braces.
So call that once again and ask for Miss Hayes.
Don't call me Miss Hayes. That just frosts my pajamas.
Call the Emily Hayes Driving School and call them
today.
Look who's here.
Woo-hoo.
It's Miss Hayes.
Oh, no.
How are you?
I'm well. My mom and my stepdad are here on their way back to Atlanta.
Wow. These are your authentic relatives?
Yeah, they're real.
That's cool. Welcome to our humble facility, thank you for providing us with this remarkable young woman. She's so talented.
Mother doesn't know what to say.
Well, you should be exploding with pride. Exploding with pride at this young lady who we so love working with every morning.
That's very kind. That's very kind.
I'm not saying this because they're here. I say this to you. You know that. Here, have a tomato.
No.
This is grown on a place we call Greg Acres. It's my little farm on my... Attached to, it's in my backyard.
It's quite impressive.
Really is. I mean,
gourds, cucumbers.
Look at it.
Yeah, it's.
Wow. How about that for a man-sized? Well, I don't know if that's the right term we want to use, but this is a very impressive vegetable.
I want some of that corn texture. When it's ready.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm kind of wondering if that.
Did you mess up the corn?
No. No, actually, corn, it needs water, but we've had so much, it may be drowning.
Oh, no.
And I've never had to deal with drowning corn. But to watch that. I'll let you know, but you'll get the first husk. In fact, maybe I'll have a husking bee. How about that? When was the last time? You ever been invited to a husking bee?
No.
Well, I may have one. Maybe we'll do that by ourselves. We've done every other way. Oh, and by the way, we are going to have a kitty cat, what do they call it? Shower, a baby shower for your new little girls.
For Irene and Loretta. I took them to the vet today. They got a clean bill of health.
That's great. We're going to have a vet here shortly. Dr. Kate Armstrong comes in.
I could have just waited.
Brought him in, yeah.
Gracious.
But we are going to do that. In fact, one of my listeners wanted to know if we were doing it tonight at Bomb Hours, but... we're going to do it, I think, next week.
Okay.
So, and Troy King's going to join us next week.
Fancy pants.
I know. And tonight, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad's going to join us. So we've got celebrities.
It's a star-studded affair.
Yeah, and we're in a good mood. I'm in a really, really good mood. I really am. I think part of it, though, before, you know, rain, shine, whatever. But humidity, you can count on that for the next several months. And that's why... Without fail, I show up at Infusion every afternoon right around 2:30 for my 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber. It's so rejuvenating, and especially if the summer tends to get to you, if it seems like your energy is flagging, this is how you address that in a very natural way. You go into that chamber for 3 minutes. It nitrocharges your circulatory system, and I use that term specifically because nitrogen is what they use to cool the chamber. And when you come out, you feel invigorated and energized because everything you need to feel better physically and mentally is in your blood. And when your body goes into that save mode, when you're exposed to that cold temperature, it delivers the blood to where it needs to go. So minor aches and pains clear up miraculously, and you walk out feeling, wow, I'm on top of it. I'm clarified. And it's a great way to fight the summer doldrums. If you have a more acute type of pain, they have a laser technology at Infusion. 15 minutes at work for Jay. You saw how Jay was hurting.
I mean, it's my fault that he was hurt, but yes, I saw how quickly it worked to help him feel better.
But yes, one treatment, 15 minutes, using that laser to direct the blood to where the pain was, helped heal it, accelerate that process. This is not voodoo medicine. This is technology that at one time was limited to folks with lots of money, but now it's been made affordable for anyone who's interested in feeling better, having more energy, and a body that's highly more functional. Call them at 296-1662. There are a limited number of complimentary cryotherapy sessions available. If you're interested, call that number, 296-1662. Use the promo code HAPPYHOUR, and they will make available the next complimentary session for you. So don't wait to do that. 296-1662 or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Eddie cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLukeChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Choir. License number 84417.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. This is the quarterly housing report for the River Region for 2017. The average sales price was approximately $164,000 for the first quarter, an increase from last year. According to current MLS statistics, sellers were able to sell for 95% or more of their listing price, which is good news for sellers. Over 45% of the current sales were priced at $140,000 or below, which indicates a strong buying surge for first-home homebuyers. Several factors are responsible for these positive results, such as a better economy than last year, lower unemployment rates, historically low interest rates, and a balanced supply and demand for housing in our area. Why is this important to you? If you're thinking of selling your home, now is the time when buyer demand is higher. If you are buying, you can buy more house with your dollars than ever before. To get a complete report, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email direct to bogoodson@charter.net.
It happens every summer. Baseball fans relish the opportunity to see a new crop of rising stars. While car enthusiasts relish the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan, winner of a Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Auto Tech Award. Lease the 2017 E300 Sports Sedan for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. I'm a news reporter, and that means my smile always has to be camera ready. That's why I have dental coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. Blue Cross has taken care of me for years. They have great dental plans, and enrolling is easy.
With an individual or family dental plan from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, you're guaranteed coverage. And your benefits include routine exams, cleanings, and x-rays. Our individual dental coverage starts at just $21 a month. That's a lot to smile about. So go to alabamablue.com/greatsmile and enroll today.
When it comes to taking care of my...